8 for 262. Probably a better score at Adelaide Oval than Karen Rolton, given the nature of the outfield day, a little bit on the slow side at times. But what's your assessment of the day?
Yeah, probably, not too unhappy with it. Slow outfield, as you said. I felt like as a batter, it always nipped around all day. So you never really felt that you were in, and your game didn't quite expand as probably as a usual wicket would. So, yeah, I think if we're still batting after being sent in, you probably take that. Obviously, a lot of batters got starts, including myself. So if one of us goes on to make 100, we're probably around 300. So still a little bit of work to do for the second innings, but overall, probably take that.
So still think you can drive the game and hopefully tomorrow another 30 or 40 and get past 300?
Yeah, exactly that. If we can get another 30 or 40, get to 300 and then get bowling would be... I think there'll be enough in the wicket all game, so hopefully our bowlers can expose that.
Last game, obviously the top order struggled, you know, losing early wickets. Was much said in the gap between games about how you're going to address this game?
Yeah, I think, batting wasn't good enough in the first game and everyone was aware of that. So I think it was about just making sure we're clear as a batting group and our process is really good. So, after one game, we're all still good players and not completely back to the drawing board, but it's just trying to focus on what we can control. And I think we did that a bit better today.
You batted quite a long time. You got your 50 in pretty good time, but obviously over sort of 60 to 80 looked like it was a bit harder to score. Was that how it seemed out in the middle?
Yeah, I think once I got to 50, they probably changed their plan a little bit and I found it quite hard to score. As I said, the wicket kind of nipped around the whole time, so you never really felt that you were in. In hindsight, I'd probably like to keep progressing and keep pushing the strike rate up, but unfortunately today I couldn't get it done.
And one thing the team has is a long batting lineup with McAndrew at 9, obviously where's it 10 getting 25 is handy, so that's one thing you've got going for you. You're batting quite deep, which sort of sometimes makes up for the top order not getting as many as they'd like.
Yeah, over the last couple of years, we probably put too much weight on those guys to make all the runs. So, but it, as you said, it's very handy having guys like that can score runs at good pace too. So hopefully in the next innings, our top order can get it done, but it's very handy having those guys down there.
It was a fairly notable change in tempo compared to the Tassie game, I guess, with the exception of Fraser McGurk, who just has one gear, I think. But was that something that was conscious or just because of the conditions and the way they bowled?
Yeah, it's probably more the conditions and the way they bowled. I think the outfield at Karen Rolton Oval is extremely fast, and out here, there was probably plenty of twos that were four over there. So along with their bowling was quite good as well. There was no clear change in that kind of sense, but I think the conditions probably just made it the way it was.
And I guess that it nipped around a bit in the first hour, so that second new ball was always going to be a crucial period, wasn't it? Was it a bit frustrating that to lose a few and then in a hurry there?
Yeah, definitely. I think Adelaide Oval was definitely a new ball wicket, and we always knew the second new ball is a fair bit of weight around that. And we had two in batters at the time, and unfortunately we're out in, I think, consecutive overs. So that's definitely something to work on for the second innings.
You've batted a bit now with Jake. Obviously, great innings last week, and he looked set again, and he got out, unfortunately. In between overs, do you sort of say much when you bat with him? Like, how's he sort of roll? Can you give us a little insight on what's going on out in the middle?
Yeah, it's a tricky one because I feel he sees the game down a different lens compared to we're all struggling, where I think he thinks that he can hit any ball for four or six.
He's shown that so far.
Yeah, and he can. So it's a tough one in the middle. I kind of don't want to say too much because don't want to take away any of his scoring opportunities. And if he's doing his thing down his end, it's so much easier for me. So hopefully we can see more time out in the middle for him. He's a great player, and I think he's growing in confidence every game he plays for South Australia. So, looking forward to batting with him in the future.
Very good.